Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We wrap up the show today with some news from what the British call the world of sport. The International Cricket World Cup is entering its semi-final rounds, and all over the West Indies, fans have been glued to the matches, which brings together players from all over the world. And now there is a soundtrack that accompanies the tournament. It's a compilation of artists from around the West Indies, which collectively is the host region for this year's Cricket World Cup. Fidel Luna is the A&R and catalog manager for VP Records. They are the label that has put this soundtrack out. And Fidel joins us by phone. Fidel, cricket is, believe it or not, an even slower game than baseball. Is the music trying to kind of pep things up a little bit here?
Well, the soundtrack itself kind of celebrates the energy and just pride of the Caribbean. As you know, it's the first time that the Cricket World Cup comes to Jamaica. So it's basically just an all-around representation of the people and the culture.
Now, it's not just Jamaica. It's Jamaica, Trinidad, Barbados, basically all of Anglophone, the Caribbean, the West Indies.
Right.
So they have a single team in the tournament, which has now been eliminated.
Correct.
So the musicians are from all of those different places?
Exactly, yes. You have a lot of Jamaican musicians, but then you have Rupee and Fayanne Lions represent Trinidad and Barbados, respectively. So, yeah, there's a wide mixture of countries represented.
And this guy, Edwin Yearwood,
yes,
he is one of the champions of soca music.
Yes, he's won the Soca Monarch competition and event various times in his career as a solo artist and as part of Crossfire, one of the biggest groups in soca in Trinidad. So
when you say Edwin is a king of soca music, it's not just something that some critic has said. There's an actual competition.
Absolutely.
And when you win it, you are literally crowned.
You are crowned king for the year for that particular carnival, you know? So
it's
a very special event and honor for those that receive it.
And one of those that received it is this guy, Edwin Yearwood. Here's his contribution to the CD. It's called We Ready to Go. Edwin Yearwood is a king of soca music from Trinidad, and We Ready to Go is part of the CD called Caribbean Party, which celebrates the West Indies as the host nation, or the host region in this case, of the Cricket World Cup. And we're speaking with Fidel Luna from VP Records, which has put this album out. The top teams in the cricket world, India and Pakistan, were both eliminated early this year. You know, there is the much talked about murder of the Pakistani coach, who was himself British, after their loss. That's still unresolved. Do we know how the fans are? I mean, it seems like that sort of thing would cast a dark cloud over the festivities. Do you know if that's in fact happened?
I'm not really sure because I haven't been following it as closely, but I am aware that, I mean, the games are going well, and the turnout is still very, very, very positive and of a high amount, you know? So, I mean, people love cricket, and in the Caribbean, is one of the biggest sports. So I guess folks are just out there to support.
Well, now
to support the game,
they're down to the semifinals, down to the final four. Today it's Sri Lanka against New Zealand. Okay. Tomorrow it's South Africa against Australia.
Yes.
And as you say, the fans are turning out, but they are not turning out with the traditional cowbells and the drums and stuff. The officials have said that they're not going to allow that stuff into the stadium.
Right.
How much a part of the experience of watching cricket is music?
Well, when it's music of the caliber and of the energy of what's included on the CD, it kind of brings it all together. I mean, the cowbells and everything and all the excitement is kind of similar to how soccer fans love to just go wild and be a part of the game in that manner. But, I mean, if at this particular tournament it's not being allowed, then there's not really much you could fight with that. But, I mean, the music is great, and cricket lives, and I mean, it's a massive sport in the Caribbean, so...
Well, you mentioned soccer. I mean, soccer is known for the chanting and the drumming and all that stuff in the stands. I think of cricket, and I think of people standing in, or sitting, you know, around maybe a little bottle of white wine and some cucumber sandwiches or something.
Yeah.
But Caribbean Party is a CD that offers a very different soundtrack to this year's Cricket World Cup.
Jesus world around, make we come together, God the Father soon come. There was a beginning, so there must be an end. Let us build a better day for our grandchildren. And look in our heart and see where we can mend. Where food is concerned, there is a problem. Woman can't find food, feed the children.
Well, the CD Caribbean Party actually has some songs like this one that addresses serious issues about violence and poverty. Heal Massa God World features Buju Banton, who is a legend of Jamaican reggae and dancehall music. Fidel Luna, if it came down to cricket or reggae, which is more important to West Indian pride?
Ooh, that's a pretty close one. I mean, reggae music is one of the main exports of the island, so I mean, I guess both, but I mean, oof, that's a pretty tough question. I believe it's equal, you know.
Okay.
When it comes to entertainment, you got fans there just sitting there in the stands with the cricket and the reggae music. I mean, it's a perfect combination for the West Indies. So
a very politically astute answer, Fidel. Yeah. Thank you very much. Fidel Luna is from VP Records. They put out this compilation called Caribbean Party, celebrating the International Cricket World Cup this year, hosted by the West Indies. Thanks for being with us, Fidel.
Thanks a lot.
And that's going to do it for today's show. Tomorrow, from the back alleys to the courtroom, as a Brooklyn graffiti artist faces vandalism charges, we look at the new criminal face of the art that defined hip-hop. Also, multiple Grammy Award-winning ensemble Chanticleer previews a newly commissioned mass featuring contributions by 5 contemporary composers. That's tomorrow on Soundcheck. Today you can hear our archives and podcasts on WNYC.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our program produced by Brian Wise, Joel Meyer, and Allison Lichter. Our senior producer, Giselle Regatow, and our executive producer, Chris Bannon. We had help today from Kara Woodward and Kevin Oliver. I'm John Schaefer.